Hello and welcome to Waveguide. Last week we looked at how war correspondents coped with the problems of reporting back to London during the Second World War. This week we'll be hearing about the problems that beset today's war correspondent. Christopher Long is a freelance war correspondent who's been working in Sarajevo for the last year. Velka Gavrić is an engineer from Sarajevo. Together their talents have led to the invention of a new piece of equipment. Christopher explains what happened when they met.
I came back from one of my many trips to Sarajevo and was told that there was a fascinating man who had just escaped with his wife and his daughter and got to London in an appalling state, having lost everything, and he was an electronics wizard in Sarajevo. And I was explaining to him my problem of reporting from there. So we started talking about it, and Velko has come up with a solution.
Christopher, explain me what he wants from such a unit, and I spent some time thinking about this problem. Actually, I tried to understand what actually he needs, and after that I started making diagrams and tried to fulfill his expectations.
What Velko came up with was a kind of portable studio that was custom made to fit the needs of a war correspondent in the field. It looks like a car radio with a row of sockets for microphones and tape machines along the front, each with its own colour-coded volume control. And there's also a lead coming out of the back to be used in connection with the telephone. It weighs about 2 kilos and can be carried on a shoulder strap. But what does it actually do?
Well, what it does is it mixes up to 4 stereo sound sources. It could be microphones, it could be tape recorders, and it outputs down a telephone line to a studio, or it outputs onto another tape recorder, so that you could interview, shall we say, 2 or 3 people, maybe more, in a hotel room in Sarajevo, for example, mix those interviews, balance the voices, and put it out onto tape. And then afterwards, I'd be able to run that tape through again and add sound effects or add another interview that I'd done earlier in the morning. The other great advantage is that on the very dodgy telephone lines that we're all using, this amplifies. We're not actually using, of course, a normal telephone handset. We tend to use a microphone and a pair of earphones instead of the telephone receiver. And so this not only mixes, not only acts as a small studio, but also allows the sound quality of whatever we do send back to be a lot better than it would be down the line normally.
Correspondents from all around the world send back material to Bush House Newsroom. Jenny Cole, news intake editor, explains how things are organised.
When we want a piece from a correspondent, particularly, say, someone in a war zone like Sarajevo, we will have called them before our programme is due, asked them for the story, have briefed them on what we want, particularly if it's got to match somebody else, another correspondent. They will then file into a central unit of the BBC called Foreign Traffic. From there, all their pieces are recorded, and the recordings of that are taken and put into our programmes, such as News Desk or even News Hour. If, however, because of line problems or the situation on the ground is so difficult, they can only come up very close to airtime, we will take them something that's called live, which means the phone line is put through direct into the studio, and the interviewer or presenter will either interview them there or they will say their piece live over that. And they will have put that over on a telephone line, or they may even be using a satellite phone, which is more and more the type of equipment that's used in areas where communication is difficult, that allows you to point the signal to a satellite somewhere around the world, which is bounced off a relay station, and then on into the foreign traffic unit that I was describing earlier.
Velko Studio can be connected up to a satellite phone and tap into the satellite phone's own power supply. In fact, its versatile power source is one of the portable studio's best features.
I can actually use this on the mains power, if there is mains power, or I can use it from a car on a 12-volt battery, or I can use it on its own internal rechargeable batteries. So when you plug it in or when it's attached to the car, it is automatically recharging. You don't have to remember.
The studio can be operated almost anywhere and under almost any conditions. Christopher explains what a typical day is like.
The classic situation that I would be using this in is that I go to a briefing in the morning, United Nations briefing about the state of the war at the moment, and I would record that in the normal way that we do, which is with a tape recorder, a microphone, a pair of headphones on my ears, hoping I've got my sound balances about right. And that's part of what I'm going to be sending back to London. But during the day, I've got other things that I'm doing. I'm interviewing, shall we say, soldiers at the front. I'm interviewing refugees. I might end up with a group of three or four politicians, local politicians, and invite them to a hotel room, if you can find a hotel room in Sarajevo. Now, under those circumstances, I would be able to do the interview with the three politicians, so we say, with each of them having their own microphone, and each of them with their own pair of headphones, so that if the thing is being done live from London, they can actually be interviewed by London, through me, direct.
So far, so good. But how user-friendly is it?
Well, this is where Velka has been very, very clever, because he's decided that people like you and me are very stupid and that we don't understand technology, which is probably very true. And so he's arranged all the controls in such a way that you can't make a mistake. So unless you press the button which says on, nothing happens. Unless you press the button which says mixer, you can't mix anything. And when you press mixer, suddenly everything else is switched on. And then the next button down here is the phone link. I press that and it immediately, providing it's connected to a telephone point, it immediately establishes the line. And then the one at the bottom here is very clever because it allows me, if I press that, it allows me to talk to the studio in London without recording our conversation. And then we have a multi-purpose light here which not only tells you what power source you're using, whether it's mains or battery or car or whatever, but it gives you the state of the battery and the state of the power, whether you've got enough to be working.
And there's one more special feature.
There are lights flashing all over it. And this is another really brilliant thing because it means that I can use it in the dark. Every function there has a little diode, a little tiny red light, which flashes up to tell me what I'm doing. And so quite literally, if I got stuck in a place with no electric power, no lights, in the dark, in theory, I should be able to operate this without any problem.
So that's all from Waveguide this week. The portable studio is now being refined, and there has been some interest from other journalists. So we may see it in production soon. So, until next week, goodbye.
BBC, Tokyo.
Jonathan Charles, BBC, Tehran.
This is Alexander Thompson, BBC, Singapore.
Peter Biles, BBC, Nairobi.
Bob Simpson, BBC, Baghdad.
Misha Glennie, BBC, Belgrade.